Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Happy New Year! Sophie, it's good to see you, honey. First time we meet in 2019.
And isn't it just great to be back after all our travels?
Darling, it's great to be back, but I also think it's great to start a new year. There's been something quite remarkable about 2019. I think because a lot of people out there have found the last few years to have been a bit of a challenge. And I know I, for one, really had lots of profound, deep thoughts about that towards the end of the year. And I made really big, conscious decisions that 2019, new year, new beginnings, and a time of power, a time of actually reclaiming our power, a time of deciding that not only is this going to be an incredible year in terms of friendship, in terms of work, in terms of health, in terms of every single thing, I've made a big decision that I'm not going to waste any more time doing anything or with anybody that I don't really, really want to spend my time with or doing.
Yeah, and I think that is a fantastic approach. I had a bit of a clear out last year. So, and it's all about keeping on that clearing out. I'm sure everybody was in the same position. We got lots of new Christmas presents. I cleaned out all the old toy cabinets. It's such a good feeling to just get rid of all the old and start with the new. And I'm kind of looking at my life like that as well. Out with the old, in with the new, best foot forward, new energy, new year, new beginnings, new chapters. And
exactly.
You can write whatever chapter you want to write. This is your time to really go out there and get the things that you want to get. And I have a long wish list still of things that I want to go and achieve, and I just keep adding to it, and it's a good feeling. It's exciting. I think last year for a lot of people was all about grafting and really getting your head down and, you know, getting your ducks in a row, getting your life in a manageable place, which I managed to do, and I'm really, really happy I'm in this position. But now I feel like it might be time to fly. You know,
yes, I agree with you.
Take those successes and take all the positive energy out of them and really make a big difference this year.
And I also think, you know, all the lessons that we've all learned, and I've come to a decision that I don't think there are any mistakes in life. I think that whatever happens in whatever way, it is all a lesson that we all individually need to learn in one way or another. Some of us have had a few lessons. Some of us have had a lot of lessons. But regardless of how few or many you've had, I think a new year is such a good chance to take these lessons on board and really be mindful around them and really learn in the most positive way and come from a new positive place and start walking new ground.
I totally agree with you. I think life is all about being on a journey, really. And you have times of that journey when you're in a really, really good place and you're going up on that roller coaster. And then times when you come flying down, completely out of control. You don't know how to stop it, how to get off, how to turn things around. And I think, you know, for me, what's been really, really helpful is just taking a step back and just looking at what's working and what isn't working. And as you say, as you have just said, step away from the things that don't seem to be bringing you success or joy or love, things that you have to work too hard at. You know, that can be a friendship. It could be a business proposal. It could be so many different things. But I think, as you say, don't waste your energy on things that don't seem to be beneficial to you or the people around you. Walk away and learn when to walk away. And that's really the biggest challenge. When do you walk away from things? And when do you just, you know, I'm a fighter. It took me a long, long time to figure out that my marriage was broken, but I would have never walked away because I'm one of those people who've been brought up to stick it out. Stiff upper lip, stick it out, bottle your emotions and, you know, get on with it.
I've got to say, it was such a joy to all you listeners out there. First and foremost, thank you so much for listening. If you've listened before, thank you so much for coming back. I was lucky enough to spend my holidays. Christmas was in England. And on the 28th, my youngest son and I flew out to Dubai, where we had the great pleasure of spending time with Sophie and her entire Stanbury family. And I've got to say, with regards to what Sophie is saying now and her previous marriage, what was really wonderful to see was experiencing Sophie and Alex. I actually had to ask both of them if they would consider getting back together again, because rarely have I seen two people who had such wonderful respect and kindness and love, not only towards each other, but also to their children. It was this profound form of understanding and supporting each other. And it was just really, really wonderful. What was confusing to me was when they both at the same time said, absolutely no way. But what is really beautiful, Sophie, about what's happened to mark the end of your marriage journey, I feel, is the fact that you've actually embarked on what looks like a really, really precious friendship. I would almost call it like it's a family ship.
Yeah.
You are family with a friendship.
I mean, it's been a long process. And I think, you know, nobody could walk away from a marriage and come out the other side and be best friends with their ex straight away. You have to spend some time letting go of things, letting go of expectations, of resentments, of disappointments in yourself and the other person, you know. I was brought up by two very happy parents who are still married after over 50 years and are in their early 70s. And they and my sister, who's still blissfully married, my brother's probably going to get married later this year. No pressure, Oliver. It's certainly
Oliver, lots of pressure.
It's certainly, you know, it takes a while to process these things. And I think the one thing that I've learned is don't push things, you know, do it when you're ready. Take a massive step back. I think I've bored everyone to tears with all the tools that I've used to try and get myself in a happy place, the working out, the being self-sufficient, finally coming into a place where you can make your own money and support your family on your own and just building your confidence step by step by step. I'm now in a position where I do feel completely self-sufficient. I don't need my ex-husband to rely. I don't need to rely on him for anything, not emotionally, not financially. He pays the school fees, obviously. But just in terms of running my own life and my own household, I look after everything myself. And I think that's removed a huge amount of pressure and stress from our relationship. So now we can go back to the roots of really why we became friends in the first place, which is because we have such a hilarious time together. He's very he's got a lot of character traits of his sister, which is why I get on so well with Caroline as well, and you do. And, you know, it's fun. It's lighthearted. It's not too serious. Of course, we're going to have those conversations where we sit down and talk about the new school for Finn or if any problems cropped up. Of course, there will be those conversations, but on a day-to-day basis, and certainly in Dubai, it was our first and foremost priority with the children. And the second one was to just really appreciate, and I did every single day, that we could all be there together as one very modern family.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And actually, the day before we came to Dubai, my parents and Alex's parents and Alex and I and the boys, we all had our pre-Christmas family lunch in Gloucestershire, all together, all around the same table. And again, we sat down and Anthony, Alex's father, stood up and said, I just want to take a moment to say how lucky we are.
Yeah, because it really is wonderful. And, you know, the ones who really benefit are the children, but actually, I think adults also
too.
Really, really benefit. I think it's
yes.
Such a wonderful, kind, generous, good way of being. And I think actually 2019 for me is also really a time for people to re-remember what it means to be kind, to be compassionate, to be thoughtful, to be helpful, to really support. And I also, for me, think
without that, judgment.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big one, because I think a lot of pressure is put on people to live in a certain way by a certain rule. And I just think whatever makes you happy.
But I also think, so with regards to this judgment that you just said, you know, no one actually really knows. No one can, in fact, judge anybody, because nobody knows the whys or the hows or any of the real background information. And, you know, actually to judge is unnecessary.
Yeah.
I think it's important to just
I think, you know, in this day and age, you know, just jumping in, sorry, just, I think, you know, when you are a single parent, I know you probably find this too, and you're going to, I'm very lucky, I have two lovely schools that the children are at, but there are some evenings where you go along and you are the only single parent there, and everybody's husband and wife, and you know, you're holding your own very much, and you do feel eyes are upon you. Oh, you know, there's the divorcee. You've never felt that?
No, I actually haven't felt that. Maybe it's probably because there are more divorced parents at my school.
Well, maybe, and also we are at a very little school, you know, not so centrally in London, and it is, you know, it's definitely noticed if you're doing things that are different. I mean, certainly when we did the filming of Ladies of London, I did feel very conscious. All eyes were on me at the school gates, you know, because it is...
Do you miss it, Sophie?
I do miss elements.
Do you
of
miss
it.
Ladies of
I
London?
I do. I tell you what I don't miss, the drama.
I don't miss the drama.
Do miss us all hanging out as one big, very modern again family.
Yeah.
And we all brought something so different to the table. And we had so much fun.
God, we did. I still have so many people on a daily basis saying it, please bring it back, please bring it back, won't you bring it back, please bring it back.
It would be fun to bring it back, or to do like a
little bit
vacation,
of a reunion.
Summer vacation with all the children out in Long Island or the Hamptons or LA or somewhere where everyone
with
brings
all the
their
girls.
Children and all the girls.
Yeah.
Just have a real hilarious reunion.
You know, it's
love
lovely
that.
To see how well Caroline is getting on in Dubai. You know, it was so funny when she first mentioned moving to Dubai. I never thought that she'd be someone who would really be able to thrive there. But it's incredible to see she's thriving out there. Gem is thriving. The kids are thriving.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, Sophie and Alex came to visit me at the hotel where I was staying with my little Nicholas, and both Caroline and Sophie's boys, as many of you know, and those of you who don't know, my little Nick was a little bit like the triplet of Aaron and Zach, and definitely the brother from another mother to Harry and Finn. It was the most glorious sighting of Nick standing on one side of the pool, the four boys running down, and Zach literally dived onto Elilo to see if he could get across the water the quickest to give little Niggle a hug. It was incredible seeing
so
those
sweet.
Five boys.
And actually that was
united.
So
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Now that is a friendship. And those kind of friendships are friendships that you can never force upon anyone.
Yeah.
And I think we're so lucky that we can be great, great, great friends. And even luckier that our children just completely naturally love each other.
I did catch a glimpse out of the corner of my eye of all the boys having their little chat in the swimming pool. They were all standing around.
They
I just thought,
having,
I could just see them being 18 years old. 100%. Just,
I could see them being 35.
You know, it's insane. It's really, and that's another thing that I think I really have set myself as a New Year's resolution. Don't let life pass you by. Take a moment to take it all in at every stage, because things happen day to day that you just rush through.
Yeah.
And you don't take a minute to actually really fully appreciate what is going on and what situation you're in and how lucky we all are.
Totally. And
to
I
have
think...
our friendships, our health, our kids, to be in these wonderful environments, these beautiful schools.
Yeah.
Lovely homes with great friends. And I really want to appreciate all of that. I think, you know, the year started with a friend of mine passing from cancer and another friend of mine's father who was so sick that he's about to lose his fight to cancer. And I just thought, you know, life is about endings and new beginnings. And I think it's just a reminder, a constant reminder that every day is precious.
Every day is so
precious.
And no matter
how big those hurdles are that we have to overcome sometimes, just don't forget to take out the pleasures in life as well. I mean, I don't know if I told you, but I had a wish list of items that I wanted to buy at the end of last year. And I waited until
January sales. Yes.
Well, I'm determined this weekend to go and buy at least one item from that wish list.
What are you going to go buy, Sophie?
I think it's going to be the knee-high rag and bone boots, because this is the perfect weather for them, and I just am obsessed with them.
Are they in the sale?
It's like they're in the sale.
How much?
Oh, I don't know. There were 700 out of the sale, so it's a big investment.
Well, hopefully there'll be a good 40-50%
off. Let's hope so. Otherwise, they might be staying on the wish list a little longer. But, you know, it's all about just really appreciating everything. And, you know, the one thing I've learned from becoming financially independent is, you know, all those things that I thought I needed in my life, you know, all those extras and all those sort of little things that you end up putting on your credit card, you don't need them.
No.
All you need is your own inner happiness. You could go out in your oldest clothes and have a far better time 100%. Than that woman that goes out in her Gucci gown and sits there wondering why she's miserable.
Can I tell you something? You just reminded me, I was having dinner, very luckily, in Nobu in Cape Town two nights ago. What was the most extraordinary thing was having dinner in Nobu, which happened to be a sixth of the price of the London Nobu.
Oh my gosh, because the one in Dubai
was extraordinary. And I've got to say, we feasted like there was no tomorrow. I had dinner with friends who I was staying with, so I took them for dinner. And our incredible feast, and there was nothing we held back on, was an eighth of the price of what I normally pay in Nobu in London. It was really quite extraordinary. But what I noticed as I was paying the bill was this lovely woman with such a jump in her step walking towards me. And I thought, oh my God, I recognize that dress. And she walked past me and I remember that was a dress that I bought in Zara 12 years ago. And it looked $1 million.
Wow.
So you know what? To talk about, you don't need so much. It's so true. And actually, bringing out hidden treasures from wardrobes, instead of focusing attention on getting as much as possible stuffication, I think actually it's time to slow down and spend our time with the people that really, really matter.
I found myself
running so fast last year, and one of my very, very best friends in the world also said to me, you know what, Caroline? You have spent so much time running after love, running after so much of what you already have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look at you, you are surrounded by the most wonderful children, by the most incredible friends. And you know what? It's so true. And I've decided to really, 2019 for me is really going to be about slowing down. Mm-hmm. Because I have been running like a mad woman
in every single
area of my life. And I'm going to slow down now.
Good.
Not that I'm going to do less, but I'm going to
appreciate more.
Well, and really spend my time with the people that really matter.
Yeah.
You know, make my world smaller.
Yeah.
Make it with fewer people.
Yeah.
But make that time even more precious with those people.
I totally agree with you. And actually, I'm often reminded of, unfortunately, sometimes in life, things aren't always straightforward. And certainly with new friendships, you get burnt sometimes. You let your guard down a little bit too much and somebody will do something that will surprise you.
And it's all about slowing down, taking time. Whether it's a new job, whether it's a person, whatever it might be, take your time to really get to know the person or the company or the project or whatever it might be, and do proper due diligence and really make sure that you invest your time, whether it be with people or a project or whatever it might be, make sure that you are allowing yourself only to be doing what is best for you after you've done your research. And again,
agreed,
that's whether it's people or places or projects.
And then, as I said, learning when to walk away. you know, if you feel a negative vibe, if it's work or friendship or whatever it is, learn to let go. Learn to not have to fight it out, because you don't have to, and walk away. And that comes, I think, as well with conflicts. You know, if somebody does something that has rattled your cage, rather than always going in and trying to rectify it or get an answer, sometimes just say, do you know what? That's not for me. That's not my opinion. And just let it go.
Absolutely. Because let it go. Make it a wonderful lesson.
Yes.
And be graceful.
And the more you hold on to things.
Be kind. Be compassionate. Yeah. Be graceful.
And the more you hold on to things and harbour things, the more negative impact it has on your life.
Because they actually harm you. Yeah. The thing is that everything you do, everything you hold on to, you're really the only one that it's affecting. And yes, you're the one who has to go to bed with yourself every night and wake up with yourself, yeah, every night.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, this whole purifying of every aspect of your life is so important. Really take care of yourself physically, spiritually, emotionally, and make sure that, again, your time is spent with people that you love, who love you,
yeah,
for all the right reasons, doing the work that you love and that you love for all the right reasons, and the work that loves you in return.
Absolutely.
Make sure that it's something you also really, really enjoy. I always find that often when people go into a new year, they say, I'm going to change this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then they forget very quickly.
Yes.
I think actually slow down, make a few but really wise decisions,
and
stick to them.
And a few little minor adjustments. I mean, I sat at my desk yesterday overjoyed, and I don't want to sound awful, because obviously I have loved having the boys at home, and it has been nothing but fun and laughter and a few stressful moments, of course, as with all children. They do have their moments, as do we adults. But I sat at my desk yesterday with a clean notepad and my computer and my diary. And I started planning out and mapping out work events and meetings and pitches. And then I made a couple of columns at the back on things that I wanted to slightly change. So to be mindful of my spending on my weekly shop, I thought each week I'm going to pre-plan a few meals that we're going to have a week. And then do the Ocado shopping and the Tesco shop. Now, also, I've set up two accounts. I only ever use the shop in Ocado. And now I'm doing all my household things on Tesco's, because it's a quarter of the price cheaper.
Really?
So things like kitchen roll.
Loo paper.
Washing up liquid.
But can I ask you a question? Are you conscious around the cleaning products that you buy?
I am. I buy Method.
Oh, good. Because they do say to you wonderful listeners out there that one of the greatest reasons behind autoimmune diseases and big allergies is actually because the air we breathe inside our homes is often more toxic than the air we breathe outside. And this has got to do with household cleaning goods. The cheapest ones use the bottom layer of petroleum tanks, which is so incredibly toxic. And this is air that your children breathe. This is sometimes floors that your children lick. And it is so bad for you. On the other hand, use smaller quantities of cleaning products,
yeah,
but go for the natural ones.
Environmentally
friendly,
yeah,
ones.
Because they
really can make a change to your health.
Well, there's a few different areas for different cleaning solutions that we use. I have slight OCD. I do have three pets at home. And so there is a huge amount of paws that have been goodness knows where that then come into the kitchen.
Sure.
So the kitchen is always cleaned with much stronger household cleaning products, whereas our baths and our showers and the upstairs of the house are cleaned with really gentle things. Because my thing is if you're cleaning a bath with a very strong detergent or a sink, and then you end up filling the bath and putting your children in it, then they're absorbing
absolutely
all the cleaning products that you've cleaned.
But can we just
go
back to your floor? So do you have wooden floors?
Only in the kitchen.
Because you see, in good old wonderful Scandinavia, we've always used something called brown soap. Brown soap is a completely natural form of soap that we use to clean all our floors with.
Mm.
And literally so natural, there are no toxins in it. And it
cleans
even
germs.
Absolutely,
100%. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Danes are known to be very, very clean, very pure, very conscious of that. Absolutely. Good old-fashioned brown soap is one of the best things you can use to clean your floors.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'll look it up and see what we find. But going back to the sort of slight tweaks and changes, you know, I had a moment with the boys in the car on the way to school when we all went yesterday. And, you know, there's that last 5 minutes. I don't know whether you have this before you leave the house. The last 5 minutes before you leave is so horribly stressful because you're asking the children to put on their coats and shoes, and the children are either just ignoring you because they can't bother to listen to you, or they're choosing not to because they don't actually want to go to school at that moment. But it's that last 5 minutes where you can see on your watch you have to get in the car to make it to the school on time, and the boys aren't moving. And so in that 5 minutes, I tend to blow my top sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just go, quick, why are you taking so long? Mm-hmm. And I'll just, for a split second, mm-hmm. lose my cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I'm so conscious of it that I try and then make it up to
them. Yeah, and you feel bad.
And you feel really horrible because you don't want to be that big bad odour.
Mm-hmm.
Odour? You don't want to be
ogre.
Ogre. So I had that moment with the children on our first day back. Having had a chat with them the night before, we laid out all the school uniform down to their underwear.
Fantastic.
On the chairs, on the end of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, if you can come into my bedroom in the morning, preferably after 6 o'clock, which they haven't been doing recently because of the Dubai time change, and you put your clothes on, then I will allow you to have 10 minutes of the dreaded Xbox, which Harry got given for Christmas. But it's full on, yeah, but they wake up at 6 o'clock. So we don't have to leave till 7:45.
But when you've got so much time, because you see, Nico and I, we found ourselves getting up at about 7:15.
Mm.
We're very lucky. We live 2-3 minutes walk from school. So we would leave home by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've now decided that we are going to be up at 7 a.m. sharp every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, by 7:45, we're going to completely get ready, wash our face, brush
mm-hmm.
teeth, brush hair,
mm-hmm.
put cream in face, so that we are leaving the door just before 8. This morning, you know, we started getting ready at 5:30 because we landed from Cape Town at 4:45.
Gosh,
we came in over the darkest of London.
Mm.
Feel great now, though. I've got to say, I don't feel like I've been up since 4:45. Actually, I never went to sleep because I had one of those seats where every time one of the passengers used the loo, the door would open completely and smash into where I was sitting.
How awful.
Next to that was the crew's personal cupboard. So we're talking about 10, 12 times per hour, bang, 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 on a 10.5-hour flight. No zzz for me, so I'm going to have a great night's sleep tonight.
We had actually quite a shocker coming back from Dubai.
Oh, did you?
Somebody swelled up 2 rows in front of us, and the swelling wouldn't go down. And I didn't actually notice, but Alex said to me, I think we might have to get the plane diverted because they can't seem to bring the swelling down on this poor man. So, of course, I know this is awful,
gosh,
but I'm sitting there with my children thinking, well, what's he got?
Yeah, of course.
Are we going to catch it?
Oh my God.
And then having a mild panic attack that we're all going to catch some deadly disease where we're all going to swell up and explode. Anyway,
gosh.
Obviously, that was very selfish of me. And as time went on, I realised that actually he was in quite dire straits and he had med pack on and he was monitored the entire way back. And it was actually.
But they didn't
really
emergency land you?
They didn't emergency land us. They managed to keep him at a place where he was able to cope.
And was this performed by the cabin crew, or was there a doctor on board? Or?
All by the cabin crew,
wow.
Who were amazing.
Oh, wow,
and
how amazing.
Emirates, yes.
Well, I've got to say, because we flew Emirates from Dubai to Cape Town,
mm.
and we were delayed by 1.5 hours because there was a little girl that was vomiting, and they ended up taking the girl and her entire family off. And then, of course, they had to remove her luggage simply because they were scared that she was carrying some kind of virus that was going to be contagious on the entire plane.
Yeah, well, it's a good... But let me just quickly go back to the blowing your top before school.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
So once we'd managed to get our coats and shoes and everything into the car and cocoa and everything else, because I tend to
take her for a walk
as soon as I drop the boys, which is a lovely river walk in Barnes.
Gorgeous.
And I said to the boys when we got in the car, listen, Mummy really doesn't enjoy shouting and blowing her top. I mean, it's not something that makes me feel good or happy. And I said, it certainly doesn't make you feel good or happy. So let's come up with a plan where we set an alarm 5 minutes before we have to put our shoes and coats on. And when we hear that alarm, We know wherever we are or whatever we're doing, we have to stop and quickly put our shoes on so that we always leave the house at the same time.
Fantastic.
I have to be in the car by 7:45 to make it over the bridge to get to the school. If I leave after 2:45 and we make it to the bridge 15 minutes later, we are completely stuck in traffic for half an hour and Harry and Finn will be late for school. Mm-hmm. So really, this 15 minutes is crucially important. Yeah. And it's worked today. The second day that we're driving.
Oh, darling, it's going to work. But the alarm went off. I think that's a great idea.
Everyone was happy. We were singing along to my playlist on Spotify all the way to school.
I love that.
And Harry jumped out of the car with a big smile on his face, as did Finn. And I popped off to Paolo's Body Bar afterwards on time, feeling like I've accomplished the parting of the seas.
Yeah, but I love that.
But it's just, you know, it's finding those little tweaks that just make your life happier and easier. And you know, I'm very, very fortunate, and a lot of people ask me on Instagram, I do have a little bit of help. I have my lovely Spanish au pair who arrived back late last night, and I have to say I threw my arms around him and I thanked him so much for coming home, because it's just that extra pair of hands and it's a lot trying to work and drop the kids at school 100%. And take the dog for a walk and keep the house clean and
of course
do all those household chores on top of everything else and manage to find time to sleep. It's virtually impossible.
No, I totally get it.
So I was overjoyed to see him, and this morning he took Coco for a walk so I could be much more leisurely, and I just thought it's all about finding a balance. I love walking with Coco, so I will definitely do it twice a week, but twice a week he can take Coco, maybe twice a week he can do something else that just relieves a bit more of that pressure. So we find ourselves in a better, more happy space where we can handle the day-to-day things we have to handle.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important, just finding your groove again. It's been so nice to come back into the routine after being away for so long, rebooting ourselves with the most phenomenal trips to Dubai and Cape Town and New York for you. And just really,
God, I've been so many places in such a short space of time.
But didn't
you
walk in your front door? I walked into my front door the day I came back from Dubai, and I thought, oh, it's a bit of a shame the holidays are over. Then all my fur babies came running out and were so excited to see us. And then I got into my bed that night, and it was my pillow, my duvet. Yeah. And I woke up the next morning, and it was my routine. And I just suddenly felt this overwhelming sense of, I'm so happy with my life.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for everything.
Get that.
And I appreciate every single element. Yeah. I appreciate that I've got a car, that I've got a nice home, I've got beautiful boys who are so sweet and lovely to be around, gorgeous fur babies, a good job. And I just thought, thank
incredible friends.
Incredible friends. Thank you, Lord,
for
allowing me these wonderful things. And anything that's not working, I'm tweaking.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm on exactly the same page. We've been on a real whirlwind. So lucky to have had so many wonderful experiences. And I've really decided that, you know, all the work that I do, all the hard work that I do, I want to put the benefits of that hard work into creating incredible memories with my gorgeous children and my friends who are my family. And whether that is enjoying a delicious home-cooked meal here, or whether it is enjoying an exciting trip to the theater, or whether it's actually planning a little bit of a getaway, I really have decided that I want to create these memories and have these wonderful experiences with the people I really care for, which is also why I decided to do New York before Christmas, the week before Christmas, with my three children. Both Josephine and Nick had their birthday there, and we had the most incredible time. We went in to watch the Rockettes. We watched the Nutcracker. We had a real breakfast at Tiffany's for Josephine's birthday.
Oh my gosh, how magical.
New York was the most Christmassy place I've ever been to. We slightly felt as if we were living in a wonderful Christmassy movie. It was utterly magical. We then came back here and spent Christmas Eve in London and went down to my beloved godmother on the 25th. And had Christmas with her there on the 25th and 26th. And then we went off to Dubai on the 28th, spent glorious time with you guys.
That was such a special moment. We were so fortunate enough. Caroline took us to her happy place, Nurai Island.
That island is amazing.
Which is probably an hour and a half from the centre of Dubai.
Yeah.
And the boys were on the wave surf machine for the entire day.
That's hysterical.
While the mummies drank pina coladas and lay in the sunshine. And it was such a moment. Of, I think really that's what's rebooted me in such a positive way. It's just having those wonderful experiences and fun with
and creating
all the
those
family.
Memories.
Yeah.
It's
and
worth
starting
everything.
2019 in such a positive way. And really, I'm feeling hungry now to be more successful. I'm ambitious. I'm excited about what this year holds.
Yeah.
The only thing that I didn't have last year, which I'm going to rectify this year, is finding a really lovely partner in crime, if I can.
I'll be your partner in crime, Sif.
But amazing.
Oh, I've got to share with you a couple of really funny stories. Back to Dubai. So New Year's Eve, staying in our wonderful, lovely hotel that we love, I coincidentally ended up spending New Year's Eve with three of my best friends from boarding school.
Wow.
Isn't that extraordinary that they were there without any of us knowing it? And they were there with their girlfriends and wives and mothers and children, et cetera, et cetera. So that was an incredible way of jumping into the new year. We then went to Cape Town, where I was spending the first 4 days with one of my very best girlfriends, and the next 4 days with a very, very old friend of mine also. We had the most extraordinary experiences. I've got to say, Cape Town is so magical.
It's beautiful.
You are literally, if you guys haven't been there, you are literally in between sea and mountains.
Mm.
The energy there is unbelievable.
I went there a while ago, maybe 10 years actually, just before I got married.
Oh my gosh.
And it is absolutely breathtaking.
But I almost felt dizzy.
Yeah.
Like sitting there, looking at the mountains,
talking
being by
about
the sea.
The mountains,
just incredible.
Actually, I was going to plan a little long weekend ski trip with the boys. So let's get our diaries out.
Oh, I would love to
and maybe
do that,
do a little weekend.
You know what we should do? You and I have actually been invited to Sweden and to Norway.
Oh.
There are a couple of wonderful hotels that have actually invited us to go there.
Well,
so that we can
better.
Share our wonderful journeys.
Oh, okay. That would
which
be
you
fabulous.
Know is another great benefit of Instagram.
And I just think for me, going away with a family who my boys get on well with, it's
100%.
Just, it's a gift.
And then doing
know?
A wonderful sport that they love.
Yes.
But I've got to say, this is also one of the reasons why I find Instagram to really be enjoyable, is that it's also a wonderful way of sharing your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, you know, sometimes doing these collaborations with hotels or
mm-hmm.
whatever it might be, food, restaurants, one, it's very spoiling for us. But second of all, I find that my wonderful followers, and thank you so much for following me, but it's really, it makes it even more fun because they really enjoy the journey.
Well, that's the main thing that I enjoy about Instagram as well, is I love to see, you know, all these new places that people are going to.
Yes.
Whether it's Peru, a friend of mine just
it's very inspiring.
Peru and documented her whole journey.
Yeah.
Some of the wildlife photographers that I follow document their journey. And it's just so interesting. And then, you know, there's all the frivolous things. I sometimes love a pair of leather trousers that somebody might be wearing.
100%.
And you can click on it and buy them. I mean, it's just such an amazing tool. And actually, what I
all
really,
book recommendations. I also
everything.
Find that some people come with the most incredible book
and
recommendations.
Food especially.
I love it.
That's how I discovered Lizzie Loves Healthy was through Instagram. Because somebody said she cooks really fabulous food with the children.
And
for fussy eaters, which my boys used to be and aren't anymore, thankfully. But it's interesting, actually. There's a new wave of mindful influencing now on Instagram, which I think is really, really important. It's sometimes what you see is not always what you get.
Well, that's it.
But if you're mindful about what you're sharing and the content that you're creating and not always sugarcoating it, of course I'm not going to put a video up of Finn having a huge tantrum in Waitrose because nobody wants to see that.
But I think what people find very, very difficult is the fact that today you can apparently get a lot of apps that both make you longer and thinner
but not
your
even
teeth
that.
Whiter and your
it's somebody who's going to come along and say, here's my new this and here's my new that and this
is
my life.
So if I also think that, you know, for a lot of, I find that I hear from a lot of parents that they get really, really worried because their children spend a lot of time on Instagram following their idols, and everything just seems so perfect because there is a lot of filtering going on. And I'm just hoping that we're coming to a time where people begin to feel comfortable enough in themselves just to show how they really are without, you know, filtering every single aspect of everything. And I'm really conscious around, and maybe that's the Scandinavian in me, and the Scandies are probably quite natural, but I do think that there's something precious about trying to be as natural as possible, because it does mean that it's not quite as intimidating.
I mean,
for a lot of
people. Very natural. You love to, you're very confident in your own skin, so you don't wear your makeup, and you don't always, you know, do your hair all big and bouncy and everything. That's, I do that because it makes me feel happy.
But you're a natural beauty as well, so as you know.
But yes, but you're very sweet, thank you. But I just, but it was more about,
but do you know what I mean?
Well,
sometimes people,
I do know that,
to the point,
yes, I totally agree.
When
you
see them in real life, you almost can't recognize
and
the person.
That's happened several times with people, actually. Several times. And I have to say a big shout out to the lady who came up to me in the gym in Dubai, who was so lovely, who said, my gosh, it's such a pleasure following you on Instagram. Thank you so much for coming up to me. I really do appreciate those moments where people feel, you know, that they want to reach out to you in person.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
She was wonderful, and she said, you know, it's just so nice to see you in the flesh, that you're better than you are on your Instagram. And I said, wow, that is a big compliment. Because, as you know, I do like the pink filter in my Instagram stories. But mainly for the lighting effect, you know, because it's brighter. But no, going back to all the sharing and everything, I think the mindfulness on Instagram is a really good movement for people to just be mindful of what they're doing and what they're saying and what they're sharing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my boys love following all the animal rescues on Instagram.
And you know what Nick was going to do? Maybe we could do this with the boys together. We need to plan our weekends together. Betsy Dogs Home.
God, don't. I couldn't go there. You know what would happen?
Work for kids.
I would end
so
up with
Nigel
a house.
So Nigel and I are actually
going
to go for a couple of hours every week and go and work there. Because I want Nigel to really learn how to take care of pets before we get our next pet.
Mine are very,
so
very good
about
that.
We've got so many friends
and
cats
the pets were before the boys. So they've grown up with,
which is so wonderful,
with the cats. Coco came when Harry was two, but they're very used to taking it in turns with feeding the animals. So we have that already in Sil. But if I end up in Battersea Dogs Home, I will end up with another three dogs, because I couldn't, if I saw somebody looking at me in a certain way in a cage that needed my help, they would be straight out of Battersea Dogs Home and straight into my home. I really can't cope with anymore.
Who took care of your gorgeous little furry ones when you were away?
So one of my best girlfriends, KJ, who you've met, who was also my neighbour because I moved four doors down from her, looked after Basil and Bluebell, my cats, who can't leave the house.
So, gosh, was she the one who had to experience the bad tummy with the cats?
Yes, she went above and beyond. But she also has cats, so she's very used to it. But cats can't travel, or mine don't, and they get very, very thin and very stressed if I move them, so I try not to. But Coco is more than happy to be scooped up and taken anywhere that she's given love and food.
Sweet.
So she went to my mum and dad's, and they loved having her. Loved having a dog in the house.
Aww.
But I have to say, when she bounded through the front door when
best
we got her, I just said to her, I missed you so much, because she's got such a big personality.
Do you know, I was watching on the plane on the way to Dubai a documentary on how Labradors are trained to become caretakers for blind people, and I've got to say, it was the most heart-melting thing I've ever come across.
I mean,
just extraordinary. And you know,
creatures.
Out of a litter of six, sometimes none of them make it, because
it
requires
tough. Coco would be
an
horrendous.
Extraordinary dog. But I was thinking, what happens to all the ones who don't make it?
Well, then they get given to people.
Maybe we should start taking some of those.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, they're so well-trained. I mean, Coco, yesterday in the park, appeared from the bushes with a mouldy baguette in her
mouth. Bless her.
Because that's what she does.
Well, of course.
Her dog walks are basically foraging for food.
No.
So if she was guiding a blind person across the road, God knows where the blind person would end up in McDonald's.
Isn't it funny? Dogs and their appetites. Because it really is from eye to stomach.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They actually don't even taste what's going
in. And it could be anything. I mean, I read in a book that to try and stop the dogs from begging at the table, give them something they really don't like. So I had a lemon on my side tip plate every time I sat down and ate anything, mm-hmm. and I'd give her the lemon. She just ate it. As if it was, you know, a chocolate truffle to us.
Terrible.
She would eat anything. The only thing she would thinking,
give it Marmite, but that's
food.
Only the Danes. Oh, no, that's only Danes who don't like that.
But I think really the moral and the message from us today is, you know, just embrace and enjoy
2019.
All those aspects of your
slow
life
down.
And enjoy. Slow down, take it all in.
Yes.
Set your goals. Set your targets, spend a bit of time out with your planners and your calendars and make some notes
and
get things done.
Only do things that actually make you genuinely happy. Get rid of all the stuff that doesn't bring you joy.
Ooh.
Get rid of all the people who shouldn't be in your life.
Yes, agreed. And on that note, I want to invite you to a healing gong session.
That's so up my street.
The new hay barn that Bamford have opened.
Oh, I would love that, Sophie. When should we do that?
Very
next
tranquil,
week?
And I'm thinking we should open up a little competition to somebody if they want to come and join us in our gong session.
That is a great idea. Listen,
guys.
London,
I'm afraid, or an easier place to travel because it is in central London. But
so a gong session someday next week?
Maybe next week or the week after, whenever suits.
That sounds great. How
together.
Should people apply?
I think we'll
this.
Do an Instagram post.
Yep.
And you can
enter the competition. And what you should do is you should tag your best friend.
Yes.
Because Sophie
and
I,
best friend.
We are going together as each other's best friends. So you guys, one of you should come with your best friend. And we will have a wonderful gong experience in the next week or two.
Yes.
I love the sound of that, Sophie.
And we'll report back to everybody else about how the gong session has helped us in our plight to have a fantastic 2019,
absolutely.
Shedding off the negativity,
absolutely.
And stepping forward in the most positive, energetic, happy ray of light.
Sounds
long
great.
May it last.
And it will. It's only the beginning. It's the time of Virgo, and the Virgo time is existing for the next 3 years at least, and they say it is the happiest, most positive, wonderful time. So happy new year to all of you. We're so happy to be back, and we will see you next week.
Happy new year and masses of love and fantastic positive vibes for 2019.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.